We are in Matonge, a Congolese neighborhood in Belgium's capital, Brussels. This is where people from DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, come for a taste of their homeland. Shop for food, go to hair salons, buy wax fabrics.
Tous les jours, je suis les actualités via notre frère Fabien.
This is Joseph Kalonda. He owns a DVD shop in Matonge. He told me that he follows news on DRC every day by watching Telechangu on the web.
C'est quelqu'un qui donne vraiment les informations, vraiment bien expliquées.
Joseph Kalonda says what he likes is that the news delivered by Frère Fabien are very well explained. And Changu, a typically Congolese name, is widely followed here in Brussels. There are a handful of Congolese operating outside the DRC and any traditional media structure whose reports on the country is avidly followed by both the diaspora and the people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. These journalists operate mostly on their own, their outlets being their websites and YouTube channels. I also met Frank Otete, a Congolese living in exile in Brussels. He fled the DRC over security issues with the authorities. He explains why these media outlets are so popular.
The reason Congolese want to listen to those news, those channels, is because the news that are delivered there are adapted to the needs of Congolese, and it is unthinkable people like this could give such news with the same liberty because there is a level of repression. Authorities in the DRC will not accept that news could be told with that level of frankness and of truth because it will threaten the politicians.
My guests today on African media are Fabien Kuswanika for Changu TV and Sheikh Fita for Sheikh Fita News. Both are from Brussels. Hello, Fabien Kuswanika. You're the face of Telechangu, Changu TV, a web TV channel on YouTube that covers current affairs in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Your flagship program, Actualité Expliquée, which airs roughly four times a week, attracts an average of 25,000 viewers and sometimes reaches a peak of 50,000. Changu TV takes its name after a district in Kinshasa where you're from. The language you use on Changu TV is not only French, is it?
Not only French, but it's a mixture of French and Lingala. Majority of Congolese people speak Lingala. French is the language of elite, so we use Frangala.
Don't you think it's likely to restrict the number of potential viewers?
I think not only in French is very difficult for the Congolese people to understand. I was doing essentially French in my programs, but I never reached that level of audience. In the DRC, French is the language of the elite, but mixing Lingala has the effect in my programs.
Where are the viewers from?
From the Congolese diaspora, France, USA, Belgium.
Do people follow you in the DRC, in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, yes.
You founded Changu TV in 2012, but it really took off in 2015. You work alone in Brussels, don't you, Fabien? And you do everything.
Yes, for the moment, I'm working alone. I do the production, post-production, broadcast of the show. It is work that I do for my country, which is in a very difficult situation at the moment.
Were you working as a journalist before?
Yes, I worked as a journalist in several media in Kinshasa.
And Changu TV work with a small team of two people in Kinshasa. Do they produce regular features?
We have a small team in Kinshasa, a journalist and a technician. They cover news in Kinshasa. Now the team is regular.
Do you believe that you enjoy better freedom of expression because you are based in Brussels?
Oh, yes. I think making such a show would not have been easy in Kinshasa. We are much more free to work in Brussels, yeah.
How do you explain your success?
Success? I think it is a mix of several factors. Seriousness in information processing, regularity, use a language that everyone understands. I think it is these several factors that explain our success.
And now let's go to Sheikh Fita. Sheikh, you're the founder of Sheikh Fita News, an online news website about DRC current affairs. Approximately 2,000 to 5,000 viewers visit your website on a daily basis. You left DRC for Belgium in 2003 because of your political views, which did not quite agree with the regime of President Joseph Kabila. Sheikh Fita News, the website, was set up in 2006, then as a blog, and it's only later in 2009 that it will become a news website. Sheikh, how did the transition happen?
This came gradually. After observation, I saw that no struggle for democracy and law can be achieved without proper information for the citizen.
Where are most viewers located?
As an online journal with a global audience, wherever Congolese are able to access the internet. The first country is France, and the second, Belgium, the third, United States, and the fourth, DRC, Congo.
Do you get feedback from DRC?
Yes, I have great feedback. A great number of my papers are published in newspapers in Congo, and some videos are published on broadcasting television. And when I read what political leaders of Congo say, I know that they have read all my writings from Belgium.
Journalism is not your only job. You're also an artist, a playwright. In Brussels, you do almost everything on the website, but you work with a small part-time team of three people for the video content. Do you sometimes work with people in the DRC?
Yes, I have a network of casual correspondents in several corners of the country. The explosion of new information communication technologies has greatly facilitated our work, and regularly our articles are taken up not only on other websites, but also in many newspapers in the DRC.
And they don't face any problem when they work for you?
It's very dangerous for them to work with me. When I have information from our country, I must be very carefully before taking it on my website.
You don't give the names of the journalists who work for you?
I cannot give. It's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
What could happen to them?
But in our country, there is no justice. And the power of police of our country is very, very, very great. And it can be arrested or killed.
Do you believe that you enjoy better freedom of expression because you're based in Belgium as opposed to being in DRC?
Living in Belgium gives me two great adventures. First, enjoying freedom of expression. In Congo, I might have had 10%. The second, disseminated information faster.
Which type of articles are most popular?
The political news are the most read.
Viewers prefer watching videos, listen to interviews, or read the articles?
Articles are more read.
How do you explain your success?
I think because I try to give the most reliable information possible.
Thank you, Sheikh Fita, from Sheikh Fita News in Belgium.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, Fabien Kuswanita from Tele Changu.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all we have time for in this edition of African Media, and it's goodbye from me, Zenat Hansrod.